Turn now to retired Marine Corps Colonel Gary Anderson, who joins us from Rochester, New York. Colonel Anderson is an advisor to the Department of Defense on Iraqi security. Colonel, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Is Iraq up to holding national elections? We're talking about candidates who have to be free to move about the country without fear of assassination. We're talking about campaign rallies where people have to be free to turn out and express their opinion without fear of violence.
Well, a number of things have to be done, and I think it's going to be up to Prime Minister Alawi to decide whether or not they're ready to do it. You have to have secure polling places. And by secure, I mean getting the voters off the streets so they're not prone to be hit by these vehicle improvised explosives or suicide bombers. They ought to be in a secure area where you have restroom facilities, maybe a little food, perhaps some entertainment. That's going to take some logistics. And
Let me interrupt, though. I mean, there's a campaign that has to precede the polling. Let's say if the elections are January 30th, maybe. But what about the campaigning that has to go on? Candidates have to be free to move about the country. People have to feel that they can show up at rallies, don't they?
Well, that's certainly true. Now, the infrastructure for the television and radio system is there to do a lot of this by television and radio. Whether or not they're prepared to do that, or whether they feel that the candidates ought to physically be with the people, you're going to have to really be very cognizant of the fact that there could be a security threat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what may we ask? What kind of advice you give the Department of Defense now on how to secure the environment, as they call it?
The bottom line is, I would say that at this point in time, the Iraqi security forces have a force of four or five battalions that were essentially blooded in Fallujah that did reasonably well. The real challenge is to put a National Guard group in some of the really troublesome areas in the Sunni Triangle to create a security bubble around the police. The police are really problematical. It takes a long time to build a police force.
Colonel, bluntly, are there enough U.S. troops?
To be very blunt with you, the real issue here is to try to start to reduce our visible presence, not to increase it. And I'd almost take an inkblot approach and say if you got an area where you're reasonably sure that the Iraqis can provide their own security, you color it green. And as that green area grows and that blue area of U.S. Participation decreases, that should be our measure of effectiveness for victory in this thing.
Colonel, thanks very much.
Sure.
Retired Marine Corps Colonel Gary Anderson speaking with us from Rochester, New York.